Chapter 1. He was late, and she shouldn't have been surprised. Vanessa buzzed down the window a few inches and cut the engine. Crisp, piney air seeped into the car, along with the faint scent of someone's campfire. She checked her phone. Nothing. She settled back in her seat to wait. Her headlights illuminated a clump of trees, spindly fresh ones, along with the pointed gray spires that had burned years ago. She looked at the stars beyond the treetops. Once upon a time, she'd stretched out on a patch of grass not far from here with Cooper, gazing up at the sky and trying to pick out constellations. Orion, Leo, the Big Dipper. The memory seemed strange, fanciful. Everything like that was gone now, replaced by a dull ache that never went away. Her emotions felt like tar, thick and heavy in her veins, and even swinging her legs out of bed required effort. Yet here she was. She was sick of the dread in her stomach. She was sick of being a silent bystander in her own life. Vanessa eyed the bottle of Jim Beam peeking out from beneath the passenger seat. She reached for it and checked her phone again before twisting off the cap. Late, late, late. She took a swig. The bourbon burned the back of her throat, but then she felt a warm rush of courage. She could do this. Headlights, high and bright, flashed into her rearview mirror. Her shoulders tensed as she listened to the throaty sound of the approaching truck. It pulled up behind her and the lights went dark. Vanessa stashed the bottle on the floor and wiped her damp palms on her jeans. Her stomach flip-flopped as he slid from the pickup and walked over. She couldn't believe she was doing this. He stopped by the car and she pushed the door open. He watched her from beneath the brim of his ratty baseball cap, and she could smell the smoke on his clothes. Marlboro Reds.
"Long time," he said.
"Do you have it?"
He held up a bag. It was a lunch sack, like her mom used to pack for her. PBJ and a pudding cup. Vanessa took the bag, and the paper felt soft and greasy. She looked inside.
"That's 400.
Her head snapped up.
"You said 350.
He pulled the bag away.
"I need 4.
"I don't have it."
His gaze dropped to her breasts, and she knew that look. Her gut clenched. The thought of sex right now made her want to throw up. Twisting in her seat, she grabbed her leather tote from the back. She pulled the stack of bills from her wallet and counted 20 20s. She turned and held them out. Tucking the sack under his arm, he took the cash and thumbed through it.
"You look different," he said,
and she caught the disapproval. Vanessa gritted her teeth and waited. His attention fell to the bottle on the floor, and his brow furrowed as he leaned on the door.
"You all right, Van?"
"Yeah."
Something flickered across his face. Pity? Tenderness? She had to be imagining it. He passed her the bag.
"That's not really for your sister, is it?"
Vanessa didn't respond. It was none of his damn business. He stepped away, and she yanked the door shut. For a moment, he didn't move. But then he turned and walked back to his truck, stuffing her money in his back pocket. The lights flashed on. Wincing, she watched in her rearview mirror as he backed up and made a 3-point turn. When he was gone, she rested her hand on her stomach and let out a breath. Vanessa started her car. She retraced her route over the pitted road until she reached the 2-lane highway. When her tires hit smooth pavement, she pressed the gas and a wave of dizziness washed over her, probably the whiskey. She sighed with relief as the Austin skyline came into view. Done. She looked at the houses scattered on either side of the highway, some with lights on, some without. Through a gap in the pines, she caught a glimpse of the lake glimmering under the half moon. Eyeing the brown bag beside her, she felt a pang of yearning. She checked the mirror, then pulled onto the shoulder and parked. She grabbed the bag and reached inside. 17 ounces. It felt heavier than she'd imagined. She held the pistol in her palm and ran her thumb over the textured grip.